South Sudan's finance minister, Bak Barnaba Chol, said some unnamed officials sometimes force his ministry to pay for financial claims that are not in the approved national budget.
Anything that is outside the budget will not be funded. And if we give you money, we will follow you to make sure that you have spent the money exactly in the specified objective. Otherwise, the Auditor General will also be allowed to do its work, so that we make sure those institutions that don't adhere to the rules of the budget and the ceiling allocation are punished by the law.
The finance minister says his office makes a majority of payments in cash. He says the ministry will formalize transactions and records by making payments through checks or direct transfers to bank accounts. Chol adds that the government spends a lot of money on foreign trips by officials. He says as part of economic reform agenda, he's cutting down on government spending to save some money.
For instance, when a government delegation travel abroad, there is a per diem structure that everybody must adhere to. In my few months in the office, I have seen some institution stepping that mandate or structure. People who are going for a trip in Uganda, a very important government mission, of course, that we must facilitate, but with exaggerated numbers. Someone going, there is universe to Uganda, maybe three people. You go there 150,000. Lamantugulo, go back and look at the pandemic structure approved by the legislature. He insists or she insists that you must pay. If you say, no, I don't have money, then they say, this minister, he's a bad person. He must go.
Chol says unnecessary travels abroad and multiple tax exemptions should be discouraged to help the country's ailing economy recover. He also says the Minister of Finance is overstaffed with redundant employees who need to be removed from the payroll. Abraham Kwal Nyon, a professor of politics and economics at the University of Juba, says the finance minister has made the right decision, but adds that he doubts whether the minister will implement the reforms he wants to introduce.
You know, people who are always doing things for the public in our current system are not the people that are well loved by other people. So the chances of him succeeding are going to be very limited. One, if they don't remove him, then the next thing that they're going to do is to sabotage him. So it is not going to be a walk on the highway, but the minister should be able to understand that he has taken the right path and it is not going to be an easy fight.
The U.S. ambassador to South Sudan has repeatedly urged the South Sudan government to be transparent about the use of public funds. Ambassador Michael Idela said on several occasions that the transitional government of national unity should use the oil revenue for services across the country. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.